talking to a monk who has a meditation center in Georgia, and he was telling us about had a visiting Burmese monk go there, and he was a Tripitaka master. He had memorized the whole Tripitaka, 45 volumes, and they are, and there's a handful of monks in Burma who have accomplished that, and you know, who are alive still today. They've memorized it, and when they are tested on it, before they're kind of declared as Tripitaka masters, they're given random quotes from the Tripitaka, and they have to pick up the recitation from there and then keep on reciting. And so this 45 volume, and it's not just the Sutta Pitakas, Vinaya Pitaka, Abhidhamma Pitaka, the three Pitakas have to be completely memorized, and they have to be completely fluid, and have to be able to pick up at random times of, I mean, I can't even remember our evening chanting sometimes. It just astounds me that's the human mind is capable of that. But anyway, the monk asked him, "What, you know, you have this tremendous knowledge, and you've got this tremendous skill, and with all of the knowledge of Tripitaka, you know, what would you recommend? You know, what is the takeaway? What's the kind of the heart of it, the takeaway from that? What's the essence of that?" And the monk just kind of smiled. "Don't be lazy." So it's, you know, it's that which leads to energy, not to laziness. This is what accords with Dhamma. This is Vinaya. And so to encourage ourselves to put forth effort. And, you know, we all have our limitations. And you have to accept that as well. But that, you know, to not find too many excuses for ourselves.